After 14 years in a Colts uniform, Peyton Manning says goodbye to the blue and white today.
Nobody loves their job more than I do. Nobody loves playing quarterback more than I do. And I still want to play.
Could his new colors be the burgundy and gold?
Joining us to talk about that possibility, acclaimed sports writer and author and soon-to-be co-host of a Sports Midday talk show on SiriusXM, John Feinstein. John, good to have you. Thanks so much.
John, Hillary, how are you today?
We're doing well. So here we go. The buzz is just in full-blown speed here right now. What do you see happening here with the possibility of Peyton Manning in Washington?
Well, given the fact that if there's a wrong way to do things, the Redskins will do it, I think it's very possible. I think it would be a terrible mistake to sign Peyton Manning because you'd have to pay huge money for him because a lot of teams are going to be interested in him. He's a great football player. He's going to be 36 years old. We still don't know what his health is going to be. He is not going to be terribly mobile. The Redskins do not have a good offensive line. What the Redskins need to do is to trade up and get Robert Griffin III, the Heisman Trophy winner from Baylor. He's mobile. He's young. He can be a starter for the next 15 years. I think it'll be a terrible mistake to sign Peyton Manning. And honestly, I think it'd be a mistake for Peyton Manning to come here, given the state of the offensive line and of the franchise in general.
If you were an odds maker, if you were playing this, what would you say the percentage chance is that he'll wind up here?
About 3-1, Hillary, because, again, I do think Dan Snyder likes to make big splashes, and I think he's been tortured the last 2 years, forced to stay in the background with Mike Shanahan as the coach and in charge of personnel decisions. So it wouldn't shock me to see the Redskins do this, but I do think it would be a mistake. Obviously, it wouldn't be the first mistake Dan Snyder's made.
Well, even if they do get Manning, do they have enough in the bank that they could go out and maybe get a top-flight wide receiver and maybe another good offensive lineman and at least help out?
Well, they've got the sixth pick in the draft, and you can only use one. You can use one or the other to get a top-flight offensive lineman. When they had the fourth pick in the draft a couple of years ago, they drafted an offensive lineman. That hasn't worked out terribly well so far. Usually, if you draft wide receivers among the first 10 picks, it's a mistake. So I would say, if they do sign Peyton Manning, the first thing they should do is go out and draft an offensive lineman because they need to strengthen that line, or he won't be your quarterback for very long. He'll end up like Jason Campbell, beaten to a pulp a couple of years back.
Well, okay, John, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
That's writer and author John Feinstein.